6 to 9 on Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
These guys are just incredible. It doesn't matter, right, where you are in South Africa. When you hear Joe Barber and you hear the name specifically around the characters that play Joe Barber, and you think about Oscar Peterson, you think about our friend David Isaacs, and you think to yourself, brilliance is what you think. And they've been doing this brilliance and entertaining and making the magic on stage and on TV screens for, and we were trying to, as they walked in, I was like, guys, it's almost 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phew, it's a long time. A little life.
Forever young.
Forever young. And you're both looking good. You're feeling good. Must be feeling great. And and there's this resurgence in terms of a younger demographic that are starting to learn about who the both of you, and more importantly, who Joe Barber is.
Yeah, yes. No, that's this is the second iteration of that, because we've already had, like, when we came up, there was already a generation of kids that grew up, brought their kids. So these kids are now adults already, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been
incredible.
24 to 34, that's our main, that's the biggest group. That's
I mean, mind-blowing. That dates us. I mean, definitely.
That carbon dates us.
Carbon dates us, exactly.
I mean, I call you Uncle Oscar whenever I see you. Uncle.
And so say everybody for years now, Uncle David and Uncle Oscar.
It's all right to be called Uncle.
You are an Uncle Oscar.
Guys,
I'm so used to Oscar.
You know, I think about how universal your comedy is. I think that even if, I mean, we're talking about America just before this, and the barbershop in America, right? Mm. I mean, that is, if you grew up like I did watching Coming to America, there's only one scene or scenes in that, and that involves the barbershop, right?
Right.
The barbershop is where all happens. It all happens. And when you take your comedy and you look at where you base yourself in a historic part of Cape Town, in a part of people's lives that are made and are built around a barbershop, right? The things that happen in a barbershop, I mean, there's so many stories to tell. And I think it's in some way lost its romance. We're in this era now of we want to have a wax up our nose and our ears, and we need to look like the barbershop experience has become this chic experience of like getting in there, very minimal interaction between you and your barber. You're in, you're getting yourself done, and you want to get out of there.
Right. Yeah.
That's not what the experience is about.
I mean,
you want to be in the barbershop to experience.
To slow down.
And to slow down.
Yeah,
slow down.
And also get to put you in your place, give you some perspective. Because the older guys are always talking about something that informs you about something that you need to know.
Yeah.
You know, and also you're sitting there and under the auspices of older.
Yes.
You know, so it's almost like when you leave there, you feel like you've been blessed.
Also, what people don't realize is that the barber was the wisest person, because the barber knew everything. Barber knew, there was no Huisgenote U magazines back in the day.
Yeah.
The barber knew everybody's story and had an opinion on what was happening, whether it was political, whether it was in the sporting front. The barber knew best.
No, he's informed. And a barber knows how to ask a question to get something out of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think a really skilled barber is a really skilled conversationalist.
But he's a good listener.
Good listener. And in terms of the specificness, in terms of the show, we early on we found the more specific you go in terms of a story, the more universal that story is. If you take an example like The Godfather, for example, very specifically in a very specific part of New York City, wasn't
but that's true.
The message was universal. I mean, all of us resonated with that story. We found that is a thing. The more specific Grassy Park accent we go, the more that was something.
So we weren't pretending to be anybody else but Capetonian.
Got you.
Right.
And barbershop in Parkwood. There we go.
Yeah.
So now you look at the stories that you've told, right? Because that's essentially what it is. I mean, you go and you watch, and it's very funny. There's something about leaving with your spirit feeling lifted, right?
Yeah.
That you get out of going to see a show. And by the way, people that have never been to Cape Town before and you don't know the institution that is Joe Barber, I'm telling you now, go along and laugh. It's contagious, the laughter. It's contagious, the banter on stage.
Yeah.
And the most amazing part of it all is you don't actually feel like you're in an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel like you're in a place where there's just so much love and life.
Yeah.
And that's what people actually, you know, you think about going to the barber shop, you leave there feeling like your soul got rejuvenated, never mind your hair being cut.
Yeah. No, and it goes both ways, you know, for us. We perform and audiences come up to us and while we're performing, it's an energy loop that comes back to us, you know.
Yeah.
When people meet us, they're always kind of laughing. Mm. So they meet us high.
They meet us
up there already. So that's a
typical greeting for me would be, hey, where's Butakama?
Dis baie goeie vraag. Het ons Sheila ooit vir Butakama gekry?
Ja, nee, sy kry hom elke oggend.
That is the other thing, right? That we haven't even touched on. And by the way, people are now asking already what are the dates? Tickets are still available, but you better hurry because tickets are sold out for Saturday's show, but Wednesday the 16th, Thursday the 17th, and Friday the 18th of October. Tickets are still available. Grand Arena, Cape Town. Vicky Samsung will be this musical support.
Yes.
Hello. Only in my African dream. Tickets are a giveaway. Yeah. 195 Rand. You can't even go see Vicky Samsung alone for that flash. You can Vicky Samsung and Joe Barber.
Right.
Ticketmaster.co.za. That is where you'll get tickets to the show. Like I said, so don't do the typical Cape Town thing and wait and wait and wait. You need your tickets now. Yeah. Get them now.
Yeah, the Southeaster doesn't wait. Mm. Yeah. It comes when it has to.
But Uncle Oscar, you were good at forespelling your veer. Who like your veer more?
Well, I'll have to go into character for that.
Lekker warm, yeah.
Listen, big fan this one. Yeah, big fan.
Number one.
But they are, and they are big fans. And people don't see you as David and Oscar. They look and they go, they ask for a character and they ask for their favorite character and they expect you to deliver.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you want to get Oscar to a place where you go, if I'm going to go through where these people are going to ask me again. And that's been happening for almost 30 years that you've been required to go into a character and make me laugh. Make me, you know?
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to do.
It's a hard thing to do. No, well, I mean, we got used to the fact that, you know, the way you work, you know, you become skillful at human relations.
Yes.
You know, after a while, we figured out, no, we just throw it straight back at them.
Do you know, I always saw the both of you as Joe Barber, as an animated show.
Yeah, yeah. We have been in discussion already in terms of heading in that direction.
That for me,
it would be so much fun, hey? Yeah. Someone did it a couple of years ago. Is this something on YouTube that we did? They took a joke we did on radio and then they turned it into. That looked like a lot of fun. Yeah.
I'm telling you now, that would be a runaway success.
Yeah, and I think with technology now, we've caught up. You know, so I think we can go there. It would be interesting prospect.
I think our industry is also ready for that because we haven't been doing that in this country very much.
I mean, and with animation, what's really cool is that these characters can literally go to the moon. It's limitless what you can do with the characters. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, you can go to anywhere. The moon, you can go anywhere. You can do a guest appearance in an American
Exactly.
Bob,
no,
go
we can.
Year shop,
no. We're creating it right here. It's IP. Okay.
Also, P, I'm going to go for one now. Guys, it is so long overdue that you've come to visit me and us here.
Yeah, man. Ryan, I'm so happy for you in this show, man. And, you guys are so lekker.
I think of the SABC where we all began all of this.
I know.
Right? Coming in there. All those moons ago, and here we are in 2024.
Full circle, man.
All still doing what we love to do.
Yeah, hey, absolutely.
I particularly like the hotel. Hee hee. This morning. Listening to you.
It's my thing. It's my thing.
It's your thing.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's incredible. I'm looking forward to. I'll be back by the shows. I'm booking my tickets now. Wednesday 16th, Thursday 17th, Friday 18th, and as we speak, Friday's being sold out as we speak now.
Wow. It's happening.
There is goosebumps from people that loved your voices and love to see you guys live. Joe Barber, ladies and gents, with support act Vicky Samson, proudly at Grand Arena, and tickets at ticketmaster.co.za. Don't leave it too late. Go and see Joe Barber, Grand Arena in October.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.